Dr. Kennewick to the ER. Dr. Kennewick to the ER. As the call came and went over the intercom, I tensed and relaxed. I was years out of my emergency room residency, but still occasionally found myself jumping at the sound of the impersonal voice of the intercom operator, especially when I was already stressed, like now. I rubbed the back of my neck and sighed, turning back to my computer. The next few days were all full of patient meetings and surgeries to oversee before I took my annual vacation, and I needed to make sure all my ducks were in a row before I left for the night. My phone buzzed, and I winced. My mother's text displayed on the screen. "You're still coming, right?" Of course I was coming. I came home for Hanukkah every year, instead of fighting for time off around the Christmas holidays. Except for a few years here and there, it generally worked out that I would get the days I needed off easily, even if it meant working the lonelier hours of the more popular days. Being raised Jewish, Christmas Eve and Day were meaningless to me. The hospital tended to be dead with all the admin staff gone, and even the ER was less busy, since people never wanted to leave their Christmas celebrations to spend the day in the ER waiting room, of all places. No, the arrivals would start building up in the days after, as children figured out how to get loose pieces off their new toys and stick them places they shouldn't. People took their decorations down and tripped. And people putting off doctors' visits finally tipped over the line dividing should go to must go. "Yes, Mom," I sent back. The phone pinged with a reply before I could even put it down. "Are you bringing anyone?" I wished. I hadn't had a boyfriend since I dated David. And a decade after our breakup, Dad still wouldn't shut up about him. If Mom didn't mention him even while just planning my trip home, it would be a miracle. "I'm just letting you know, your father invited David," she said before I could formulate a response. "He can't," I thought. Dealing with my ex-boyfriend was the last thing I wanted to do. We'd grown up together, and my parents thought they were getting every Cohen's dream son-in-law. I'd always thought being born female, instead of male, to pass down my father's Cohen status, had been the biggest transgression of my life, until I'd decided that David and I were on two different paths in life and ended things. You'd have thought I'd murdered someone, and Dad hadn't shut up about it since. They'd found their adopted son when I'd begun dating him, and me breaking up with him when I was 28 hadn't changed that. Once upon a time, I'd come home multiple times a year for Passover, Hanukkah, Rosh Hashanah, and whenever else I could get a long weekend off. But for the past few years, I'd stuck to just the Festival of Lights. I missed the family gathering for Passover. Even the sometimes ridiculously slow readings from the Haggadah by whoever wasn't keeping up on their Hebrew skills. Those had never been my favorite parts, but I did miss the sweet and sour meatballs, my aunt's kugel, and my mother's matzo ball soup. Making my own just wasn't the same. David got all the holidays I really enjoyed while I came home for Hanukkah, often referred to by my coworkers as Jewish Christmas. For 10 years, my parents had respected my wishes about not having to see my ex. But I guess their patience had run out. David might as well be their adopted son, and now I had to deal with him in person, because they couldn't give me one holiday without him. It was possibly the smallest, most insignificant Jewish holiday, but it justified a week at home. And yet, I groaned long and loud, almost wishing I hadn't already agreed to come home.